BBC News with David Austin. Kenyan troops continue to lay siege to the Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi, where between 10 and 15 Islamist militants are holding an unknown number of hostages. 68 people are known to have been killed, and the Kenyan Red Cross said 49 others were unaccounted for. Mike Wooldridge reports.
To those outside the upmarket Westgate shopping centre, sporadic gunfire has been the only clue to what's been happening inside the four-storey complex as the standoff between the Islamist militants and elite units of the Kenyan security forces continues. Though in the late afternoon, a police helicopter and another with military camouflage swept low over the shopping centre. This was shortly after President Uhuru Kenyatta, speaking at State House, had refused to discuss operational aspects of the ongoing attempt to rescue the hostages, many unarmed, badly shaken, innocent civilians, he called them.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has secured a third term in office, with her Conservative Party, the CDU, predicted to win about 42% of the vote in Sunday's federal elections. If confirmed, the result will have exceeded expectations, but is still likely to fall short of giving Mrs. Merkel an absolute majority in the Bundestag. Chris Morris reports from Berlin.
An amazing result for Angela Merkel, currently Germany's and Europe's preeminent politician. It was clear that she would win this election, but no one really predicted that she could get so close to an absolute majority. The final results are not yet in, but it may still be that she needs a coalition partner. The obvious solution is a grand coalition with the centre-left Social Democrats. But there are divisions within the SPD about going into coalition again as a junior partner. In 2009, they were punished by the electorate for doing that. Now the same thing has happened to the Liberal Free Democrats.
Police in Pakistan say at least 75 people have been killed in a double suicide bombing on hundreds of worshippers leading a Sunday church service in the city of Peshawar. The dead included 34 women and 7 children. A militant group linked to the Pakistani Taliban has said it was responsible. Shahzeb Jilani reports.
It's being described as the deadliest attack on Christians in Pakistan. Police say 2 bombers targeted Peshawar's historic All Saints Church when hundreds of worshippers were attending Sunday Mass. Angry scenes were witnessed outside the church, where friends and relatives of the victims protested against the government's failure to protect their loved ones. The attack has outraged many Pakistanis, but there's also a sense of helplessness about the government's apparent inability to prevent such atrocities.
In Iraq, at least 16 people were killed when a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a tent full of Sunni mourners at a funeral in the capital, Baghdad. Reports say more than 30 people were wounded in the attack in the suburb of Dora. World News from the BBC. The number of people killed last Tuesday during an attack on a village in northeastern Nigeria has risen to at least 142. Environmental officers say they've recovered bodies lying on the road and in nearby bushes in the Benishake area of Borno State. The attack is thought to have been carried out by Boko Haram militants. Israel has further relaxed a 6-year economic blockade of the Gaza Strip by allowing extra deliveries of building materials for use by the private sector. Palestinian officials say the expected 70 extra truckloads each day still falls far short of the construction materials Gaza needs. Gaza, run by the Hamas Islamist movement, has struggled with an acute shortage of cement, gravel and steel because Israel feared they would be used to fortify defences. Switzerland has voted overwhelmingly to retain compulsory military service. In a referendum, all 23 cantons chose to keep conscription. Imogen Folks reports.
It's the third time in 25 years that Switzerland has held a referendum on ending conscription. Each time, Swiss voters said no. They like their militia army the way it is. Left-wing groups and some young Swiss men complain it's an expensive waste of time. But the government's argument that a part-time army in which every man must serve is the best solution for a neutral, democratic country clearly carried weight with voters.
Parts of southern China have been brought to a virtual standstill as Typhoon Usagi, one of the most powerful storms the region has seen in the past 30 years, smashes its way inland, felling trees, power lines and even blowing cars off the road. Official reports say at least 3 people are known to have died after being hit by falling debris. The port of Hong Kong, one of the world's busiest, has been shut down and flight schedules across the region have been thrown into disarray. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.